ஓம் நம சிவாய குரவே சச்சிதானந்தமூர்த்தயே நிஷ்ப்ரபஞ்சாய சாந்தாய நிராலம்பாய தேஜசே ஓம். சர்வம் கலு இதம் பிரம்ம. தஜ்ஜலான் இதி சாந்தஹ உபாசீத. இதம் சர்வம் பிரம்ம கலு. All this is indeed Brahma. Tajjalan, Tajjam, Tallam, Tad Anam. Tajjam Tasmat Jayate. Born of, arising out of Ishvara, Brahma. Tallam Tasmin Liyate. Resolves in Brahmatma. Tad Anam Tena Aniti. Sthiti Kale is due to Brahmatma. Utpatti kale, laya kale, sthiti kale, in all states of its being, the world, the objects, the world of objects, the world of experiences, rest in Brahma. Thus may one upasita, may one stay, abide in this vision. Sh शांतः या पर्सन हु इज रिलेटिवली फ्री a person who has the power, the shakti to fall back upon the vision sarvam khalu idam brahma. This is true with respect to all that goes on in my mind. In every mind. A thought arises. Any thought. A feeling arises. Is there far away? Then it resolves. Another thought. Story is same. Third thought. The story is same. Every thought arises in me exists in me resolves in me. Even the ahankara vritti also arises in me, exists in me, resolves in me. What arises from me, exists in me, and resolves in me, cannot be separate from me. Cannot be other than me. Thus, every thought, every feeling, every cognition, every emotion is me. A distinct thought, a discrete feeling cannot be another thought. A discrete thought is different from another discrete thought. Both the thoughts are me, yet one thought is not the other. How can it be so? Both thoughts are me, but one thought is not the other. This can happen only when I am not the thought. The thought is me, I am not the thought. It is only because that I am not the thought, the thought can be me. If I am not the thought, if it were not that I am not the thought, then the thought cannot be me. I'll get stuck with being one thought. It does not happen so. This demonstrates clearly that even though the thought is in me, I am not the thought. Any thought. Like even the blackboard. Lends itself to show up letters, pictures, the picture exists in the blackboard. The blackboard is not the picture. I am the Aadhara, the basis, the content, the truth of every mentation, thought, feeling, emotions, knowledge. experience. All these are all variables. And I am the invariable. I am the only invariable. Anuvrittaha. Anuvrittisvarupaha. Anuvrittaha, I am. The one and only invariable is I. There is no other invariable. Not at all. I am the only invariable. My ahankara is variable, is not variable, is this way, is in some other way variable. Mind is variable, mind's functions variable. My feelings variable. There is no other invariable other than me. I am the one and only invariable. I, the Sakshi, the Kutastha, I am the Kutastha, I am the Adhishtanam, I am the basis. I am the truth, and I am the Sakshi. I am that one invariable because of which anything becomes evident. Everything exists because of me, the Kutastha. Everything is evident because of me, the Sakshi. I am the Kutastha. I am the Sakshi. Not only with reference to one Sharira, this one Sharira, I am the Kutastha in all beings, every living being, every non-living being as well. I am the Kutastha in all. I am the Sakshi in all. Even the knowerhood is a variable. Pramatritvam Ahankara is also a variable. Pramatritvam is because of me, the Kutastha, the Sakshi. Therefore, with reference to different bodies, beings, Pramata varies, whereas I, the Kutastha, Sakshi, am the invariable. The beauty of the invariable is that it is always free from the variables. Sarveshu anuvrittam sarvebhyaha vyavrittam. The invariable presence in all is always free from all. Sarveshu anuvrittam yat tat sarvebhyaha vyavrittam. The invariable is always free from the variable. Aida Kutastha, Aida Sakshi, the Anuvritta, Anuvritta Swarupa, in all, I am ever free from every thought, every feeling, every apprehension, every emotion. It is very important for me to appreciate this. Asangatva this gap, space, cognitive space. While every variable occurs in me, I am not the variables. They are me, I am not them. This cognitive space between me the apparent and me the actual, me the apparent and me the actual, this cognitive space, it is very important that I keep seeing, keep appreciating this cognitive space. This is very important. The more I keep seeing this cognitive space, then I cognitively step back and see this phenomenon. The phenomenon of thoughts, emotions, feelings, notions, experiences, in and through the watching, seeing this happen, the appreciation is of the invariable I, Kutastha I, Asanga I. The me, the apparent, is a mirror to appreciate me, the actual. The face that I see in the mirror, my face, is not the actual face. It is me, the apparent. And through the me, the apparent, I appreciate me, the actual. Every me, the apparent, is only meant to appreciate me, the actual. Me, the apparent, is only meant to appreciate me, the actual. There is no other purpose for me, the apparent. The reflection in the mirror has only one purpose: to appreciate the real face. In this srishti, for a self-cognitive human being, I, the only purpose of me, the apparent, is to appreciate me, the actual. This is upasanam. This is nididhyasanam. This is cognition. It is only out of ignorance, out of pressure, that I take me, the apparent, very seriously as real. That is sheer ignorance, immaturity. If I take me the apparent as the I, there is no purpose. There is nothing accomplished, really. When I appreciate me the actual, then my life is made. Kutastha, Sakshi, Anuvrittaha, Sarveshu Anuvrittaha, and therefore Sarvebhyaha Vyavrittaha, I, Asangaha, Sada Asangaha, like the space Vyomavat. Asangoham, 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 Punah Punah. Chidanand Rupuram Ahamevaham Avyayah. Asangoham, Asangoham, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.